Hello again, everybody. This is Lance Russell with Championship Wrestling with another big week. Join us right now.
Hello, welcome to another edition of the Double Drop Kick Show. I'm Heath Mulliken.
And I am Mark Whitman.
And I just threw the camera up here, didn't even tell Mark we were getting ready to start recording.
Sitting here drinking a milkshake.
Drinking a milkshake? Mark, tell them where we just went to eat.
Freddy's Steak Burgers and Custard.
In Easley, South Carolina.
Man.
Oh my goodness, the official burger place of the Double Drop Kick Show. As of now.
It's on point, man. That's some good stuff.
And you know, I got the triple because you told me to. I got the triple.
Uh-huh.
And
I thought you did everything because I told you to.
No, that's true. And it was like a triple burger, but it was perfect. Hot,
yeah, you hear triple,
melted cheese, not too big.
No, you hear triple and you think to yourself, that's a lot. But it's like, those patties are they're like wafer thin.
Yes.
Because they were made out of steak.
Yes.
And they grind it up and then they press them down. So when you get a triple, it's really like one hamburger patty by the time.
Yes.
It's the right size.
And I got the combo and the number of fries they gave me. I didn't even finish all of them.
No.
And they have Freddy's fry sauce, which is a mayonnaise type concoction.
Uh-huh. My wife's a big fan. I'm not a fan of condiments.
No.
Unless it's Heinz 57 sauce or A1.
Correct. Well, this show we wanted to. Our schedules coming up are a little bit wonky.
Uh huh.
So we wanted to go ahead and knock an episode out, a brief episode. We wanted to talk specifically about the recent match on NXT between Finn Balor and Shinsuke Nakamura.
Yes, sir.
It aired Wednesday night, whatever day that was, the 13th or the 12th, maybe? I don't know. And they gave him plenty of time.
Oh, yeah. It was great to see an episode of a wrestling show built around one match.
Yes.
And even the stuff before the match tied into that, you know, the outcome of that match. So I thought it was good. I thought it was presented very well.
As far as the Mulliken rating system, the first point, why are these guys fighting? That was very evident. Hey, you're the best. I'm the best. We're going to fight and see who really is the best.
You think you're the best. I think I'm the best.
What I really appreciated about this match, we talked about it a little bit when John Cena and AJ Styles wrestled, how they held a little bit back. Yeah. I felt the same way. There was not... This was a very mat-based match.
It was. I enjoyed that about it.
Very old school. They worked
the knee.
Worked the knee.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I had never... Everybody talks about how great Nakamura is.
Uh-huh.
But I had never thought about him being such a good salesman.
Right.
He was just, you know. The facial
expression. The reason that they elevated the Intercontinental title in Japan.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a main event level title when he held it. And he was good enough that they didn't beat him for it. They just stripped him of it.
Right.
Which I thought was brilliant.
Right.
To not, because everybody knows when you lose a match, you're the champ, and then you lose it. They knew he was leaving.
Yeah.
So let's not do that. I mean, they wanted to preserve the integrity of the sport being presented as a legitimate athletic contest in Japan. So they just stripped him of the title.
Yeah.
I thought that was great. But it says something that he had elevated that title to a main event title.
Yeah, and that with Nakamura, it doesn't matter who you talk to. I mean, he is one of the guys in the sport these last few years. I mean, he's had 5-star matches with just AJ Styles. I mean, great wrestlers, but he's a guy, no matter who he's in there with.
You know who he had a match with a few years back, but a lot of people don't know about?
Brock Lesnar.
Brock Lesnar.
Brock Lesnar, who is under suspicion of failing a drug test.
Yeah. Allegedly. I ain't saying nothing to make Brock Lesnar mad.
No.
Because you just don't know that he ain't the kind of guy that might hop on a plane.
No.
And fly down to your mom's basement and put his mother through a table.
Yes, so yes.
I think he's being treated completely unfairly in this situation.
I cannot believe.
How dare you besmirch the good name of Brock Lesnar?
Obviously, the USDA or whoever's doing all this.
I thought they just grated
morons.
Beef. I didn't.
Huh?
I thought they just grated beef.
The Food and Drug event, whoever it is, obviously.
No, it is the U.S., but it's like the U.S., I think it's USADA, U.S. Anti-Doping Agency.
I don't know who it is. Seems like they would have better things to do, but there's a lot of controversy with
it. Here's some, the ramifications are pretty strong because everybody's saying, WWE, if they need to, they can suspend him and then he can be back for SummerSlam, but isn't SummerSlam in New York?
Correct.
All right. If he gets banned from competing in combat sports, that will hold up in New York because of the way their athletic commission is set up.
Wow.
He will also be banned from competing in combat sports in the state of New York, and therefore they won't be able to pull the Roman Reigns deal where they suspend him for 30 days.
Yeah.
But the thing that'll probably save him from that is they're just going to say, well, he wasn't competing for WWE when that happened and he passed our test.
I would definitely think there's things that UFC tests for that WWE wouldn't necessarily need to test for.
Probably.
Some of these more minor supplements and stuff like that.
But anyway, back to Finn Balor.
I'm curious. And we'll tie these three guys in together. Do you see Brock Lesnar, even before the doping allegations, did you see him being a part of the draft? Or do you think that he's...
I kind of thought they would treat him like a, kind of like a special attraction kind of thing. I didn't expect to see him, Triple H or Undertaker, be part of the draft.
Right.
But who knows? I mean, I don't know what they're going to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would not think so. I would think you would just save him. If he can be drafted like everybody else, he stops being special.
Correct. They've already named his opponent for SummerSlam as Randy Orton, so I'm interested now of where Orton is going to get drafted.
I was not expecting that. That's kind of a strange. But it's almost like they tried to jump on the UFC thing because everybody was talking about Brock, and let's make it like he's going to fight Randy Orton. It's going to be like a big deal, I guess.
Yeah.
I was kind of surprised. That's just kind of an odd matchup. I'm assuming it's just somebody for Brock to beat up.
Kurt, you're right.
And that's a big name. That's a main eventer.
So, back to Balor and Nakamura. A phenomenal match. I don't know if they've put a rating on it yet. I would definitely say it's in, if I'm thinking of 10 matches, halfway through the year of 10 matches for match of the year, it would be in the discussion as far as what I'm looking at, what I'm concerned.
Because it's got one of your favorites in it.
Got two of my favorites.
Right. And I've noticed a lot of your discussions for match of the year tend to include, they're basically guys you like.
Right. Well, that's my prerogative.
Right. I'm not.
Now.
It's not an insult. It's just, you judge things a little different.
Right. I am trying, I'm actually trying to make sure that when we get ready to do our match of the year, have I seen some of the Evolve matches that people are talking about? Have I seen the PWG matches people are talking about? I think that Cedric Alexander's Zack Sabre match we saw was a phenomenal match.
I have not seen a lot of matches yet this year that stood out to me as anything I would consider match of the year, except for the Ugly Duckling, the Lucha World Order, and Cedric Alexander, Zack Sabre Jr. Nothing else has jumped off the page of me as being this great match this year.
Well, I guess from my point of view, in comparing just matches this year of what's been good. Does that make any sense?
No, I get what you're saying.
I don't think any of these matches we're talking about are like all time.
No, but what I'm saying is nothing has really jumped off the page of me as a match that I thought, here's my judge for match of the year. If I get done watching it and immediately say I got to go back and watch that match again,
right?
To me, that's a great match.
Yeah.
And I haven't really had that much this year.
And see, I've done that twice with Zack Sabre Jr. and Adam Cole from All-Star Weekend Night 1.
Uh-huh.
And Zack Sabre Jr. and Roger Strong Night 2.
Uh-huh.
Went back, you know, have watched both of those matches multiple times. And I'm trying to watch more Tim Thatcher matches.
Yeah.
I'm trying to do, Evolve did a great, like, 4-minute mini documentary on him. And he's like, I'm not a sports entertainer. I entertain you with my sport. He's like, this is not the face of an actor. And, that dude is just a tough son of a gun.
He is, man. He's believable. Whether he is or not, he seems to be.
Yes.
And that's all that matters.
Coming back around to Balor and Nakamura, you see either of those guys getting drafted and moving up to the main roster?
Yeah, I think so. I think Finn Balor, yes. I don't think it's time for Nakamura.
Yeah, I think Nakamura, they're putting him with Samoa Joe.
I'd expect to see that.
And that's going to be...
it's going to be good. I can't wait to see those matches.
I would love to see Balor join the club. I think that would
make sense. I mean,
and Balor and AJ Styles never crossed paths in Japan.
Yeah, I don't think
so. Because Balor left, and then... there's a series of matches that I would love. I mean, again, two of my favorites.
Of course.
Did you get to see, we did an episode on the Final Deletion. Did you get to see the compound match?
I did not.
I saw a minute of it. And,
I haven't watched WWE.
Right.
I don't remember. I watched the last pay-per-view, whatever it was, Money in the Bank.
Money in the Bank.
I haven't watched anything they've done since.
Yeah. I'll be watching Tuesday night. I'll watch SmackDown. I'll watch the draft. And then, depending on the draft, I'll choose I'll probably watch Raw and SmackDown the following week.
Right.
And then go from there because that'll be right after Battleground. And then kind of go from there. Let's see, that's the other thing. We were talking about going to the PWX show. Well, that's the same night as Battleground.
Yeah.
And
that's a weird night to pick to have a show on. But
yeah.
I guess the people that are hardcore PWX fans, I mean,
they don't
prefer
not,
that.
Right,
yeah.
Right. And Marty Scurll's going to be there at PWX.
Yeah. And the great thing about having the WWE Network is they can go see the show and then go home and watch that. So,
correct.
I certainly wouldn't let it stop me from going to see PWX.
Well, you know what I'm saying? You know what I think? Their show is early in the day. It's like at 4 o'clock.
Yeah, okay.
So
if it was at 7 o'clock and I had to choose between going to PWX and watching Battleground, I'd go see PWX.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm right there with you.
Yeah.
I'm right there with you. I think they're in Charlotte this weekend or that weekend. Anytime they're 2 hours, that's hard to pass up.
It is.
As a wrestling fan, that is hard to pass up, in my opinion.
Because I know it's going to be a good show.
Right. Yeah.
They're going to be, if I go see those guys, I can promise you, there's going to be 2 or 3 matches that I'm really going to like on the card.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Yeah.
We are recording.
I'm just agreeing with you, my friend. Like I said, we wanted to make sure that we got our thoughts on Balor and Nakamura. It was just not what I expected from those guys. The work in the body part, the selling on Nakamura. But I liked it.
I like it when I'm expecting a match to go one way and they kind of do something different.
Yeah. And I love that those guys, I love that you got the sense, or for me, okay, as I was watching that, I got the sense, you know what, this is a pay-per-view main event quality matchup, but they gave me a network style match. Right. They didn't give me the paper. They're saving that.
And, right, I felt that too. I like the fact that it was that there was no heat between them. I mean, it was
right.
Two guys having a match just to decide who was better, and then at the end for there to be a show of respect.
Yeah.
I like that in a match.
Have you, we were talking earlier at lunch last night. I had a little bit of free time, sat down, really didn't know what was on TV on a Friday night, so I watched a couple of old episodes of New Japan. Old in the sense of they're recent episodes, but they're matches from a year ago.
Episodes. Okay.
But Jim Ross and Josh Barnett doing, I forgot uh-huh. Jim Ross was doing that now.
Yeah.
And obviously they're doing post commentary and post production. But man, it was so good to hear Jim Ross calling wrestling, and it wasn't like "Good God Almighty," you know what? It was great.
He wasn't necessarily good old JR. He's just Jim Ross doing what he does.
Yes. And I think the matches I watched were Kushida and Ricochet, which uh-huh. was. Wow, great stuff. And then Red Dragon and Young Bucks, two of my favorites.
Yeah. I pick at you about that, but my favorite match of all time is also two of my favorite wrestlers of all time.
Right.
So, I mean, everybody does that.
Right. No, yeah. I do think, though, that... You definitely helped me be a more well-rounded, like the
man,
things that...
Just in general.
A better man. A better pastor.
Yeah, better friend.
Better husband. Better father.
A better lover. Well, there was that one night in Charlotte.
I don't think we need to go there. Where's your other hand? Between two pillows.
Those are pillows.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Well, we're getting close here to the stately manor.
Stately Whitman Manor.
So, like I said, we've got...
I've got my young ward waiting on me to get home.
Who was the aunt on the old Batman show?
What was her name? Ain't something. I can't remember. That was weird, man.
Yeah.
She was always hanging around. Because there wasn't an Alfred, right?
Yeah, Alfred was there. But he was like super
That's
old.
That's right. Yeah, yeah.
Remember that moment?
Yeah,
he would dress up like Batman sometimes.
Yeah, he had the horn-rimmed glasses and stuff. Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Hello, son. No, not as good as
not
this.
Not as good as this way, sir.
I believe in this way, sir.
Perhaps this way would be better, sir.
The other car.
Yeah. Perhaps the other car, sir.
I took the liberty. Don't be taking liberty. There's a wasp in the car. Crap. All right.
We'll witness our death live on Facebook Live.
So, I don't know.
If you don't hear from us for a couple of weeks, just we'll be back. I got a lot of work stuff going on.
And we've got a lot of episodes in the can, yeah. So you probably heard some of those. This episode... posted before some of those because we talked about a relevant.
Yeah, I talked about something relevant. He's traveling and I'm traveling in September. So just be patient with us as we approach our greatest month ever and then decide we're not going to put any shows out for a while.
Yeah, hey, thank you guys. We still got, a week or so left in July. This stupid wasp. And we're having our best month ever as far as downloads. So go to DoubleDropKick.com. You can download the episodes there. Better yet, you can go to iTunes, Stitcher Radio, the Tuned In Radio app. Subscribe. If you subscribe on your phone or on your electronical device.
Electronical.
That's right. That's my...
I like it.
That's my catchphrase.
Electronical.
I just realized that's not a word, is it?
It's not.
Anyway.
You make words up all the time.
What? I'll have you know I do not. Anyway, come talk to us on Twitter. I'm at Heath Mulliken.
I'm at the DDK Show. And hey, I changed my thing. It used to say DoubleDropKick.com. Now it just said Mark Whitman in case somebody was wanting to find us and that. And I can't ever get retweeted, I guess, because I've got a .com. And they just figure you're spamming them. So I figured I would change that. Nobody ever, like, so if I, like, tweet somebody out, I'll just get, like, a let so-and-so like this. They won't retweet me or anything. So.
Well, anyway,
I figured it was because it said DoubleDropKick.com. Not because they don't like me.
You know? I think there's
talking to you, Bruce Mitchell. Followed Heath back and not me.
So, also, we're on Facebook. Like our page, The Double Dropkick Show. You can join our group, The Wrestling You Grew Up With, where we... Listen, if you're coming in there and you get mad if somebody talks about something that happened recently, just get over it.
Yeah. I think it was William Shatner in those famous words, get a life.
Get a life. I mean, it was something I did as a lark for a few years on TV. And
did you see where they made in the new movie Sulu is gay? And the guy who everybody knows, George Takei, who played Sulu, is gay.
Yeah.
And he's against them making Sulu gay in the movie. That's great. Like, it's such a meta argument to be having. You know what I mean?
I don't. I'm going to tell you. From the previews, it looks like most of the movie does not take place on the Enterprise.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know how to feel.
I don't either, man. Because I like...
I want to see
I really like the first one.
Yeah.
The second one was good, but it wasn't great. And I don't know how I'm going to feel about this one.
Yeah.
But I do have to go take a dookie.
Hey. So. Well, take it. Don't leave it.
And that's it this week, fans. So long for now.